在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
When I'm finally able to catch my breath, I crawl over to the dresser and press stop. I set the bear on the floor, leaning against Grayer's bed as I gently rub the puppy's soft belly. She stretches out, resting her paw on my arm, her warm eyes so appreciative of the attention. And then I know. Nothing I've said so far will make them love him the way he needs to be loved.Or allow me to leave with any grace. I hear Grayer. Be smart, Nanny. You'll be smart. I rewind the tape to the beginning. I press record and return the bear to the carpet in front of me. Hi, it's Nanny. I'm here in your apartment and it's... I glance down at my watch. 5 in the morning, I entered with the key you gave me and I have all those possessions you value so highly within arm's reach, but here's the thing.I don't wish you harm, if for no other reason than you have the profound privilege of being Grayer's parents. I nod, knowing it to be true. So I was just going to leave, but I can't. I really can't. Grayer loves you. I have borne witness to his love for you, and he doesn't care what you're wearing and what you've bought him. He just wants you there, wanting him, and time is running out.He won't love you unconditionally that much longer, and soon he won't love you at all. So if there's one thing I could do for you tonight, it would be to give you the desire to know him. He's such an amazing little person. He's funny and smart, a joy to be with. I really cherished him. And I want that for you, for both of you, because it's just, well, priceless.I reach out for the bear and press stop. I hold it in my hands for a moment. Looking over at the bottom shelf of the bookcase, I see a small framed picture of Caitlin tucked behind the play school garage. Right. I hit record and pop the bear back down. And if not, then at the very least you owe me, and whoever else you bamboozle into doing it, some fucking respect. I pick up the bear and eject the tape.I turn off all the lights as I go. The puppy comes scampering into the foyer as I stand over the glass table once again. I set the tape down in between my palm prints and rest their house keys on top of its white label. I pick up my bags and pull open the ex's front door for the last time. Grover, I say quietly, willing with all my heart, as if I were standing over my birthday cake making the most important wish of my life.Just know that you are wonderful, fabulously wonderful, and I hope somehow you'll know that I'll always be out here rooting for you, okay? I flick the last light off and scoop up the puppy. Goodbye, Grayer. The sun is just coming up as I lead her into the park. She pulls her string leash taut as we walk up the bridle path to the reservoir.The first joggers are already making their steady orbit around the water as the sky brightens and the last star disappears. Over the treetops, the buildings framing the western skyline are bathed in the pink dawn. The water laps against the stones as I stand against the wire fence, taking in the beauty of this open vista in the center of the city. I reach into one of the bags and pull out the ex's cell phone. I take a moment to feel its weight in my hand before lobbing it over the fence.She jumps up to press her front paws against the wire, barking as it makes a satisfying splash. I look down at her. How do you like that for leaving with Grace? She barks in agreement, tilting her head up at me. Grace? She barks. Grace, I say again. She barks again. I see. Well, then, Grace, let's go home.This is Julia Roberts. We hope you have enjoyed this production of The Nanny Diaries by Emma McLaughlin and Nicola Krauss. This program was produced by David Rapkin. Director and Executive Producer, Karen DiMattia. Abridgment by Karen DiMattia. Text copyright 2002 by Emma McLaughlin and Nicola Krauss. Production copyright 2002, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.